Unit 10, Automobile Repair. Bill had grown up all his life around automobile parts. His father and older brother worked in a garage refurbishing old cars to get back onto the road. He never graduated from high school since he joined them his junior year, helping out where he could. Bill was a gearhead by the time he was 18. He knew everything there was to know about cars and all their parts. His father had guaranteed that he and his brother would one day take over the family business once he was finished. However, Bill's father was not that old and was a tough man, and Bill did not expect that he would retire for at least another 10 years. At first, Bill was set to work on menial tasks since he was the new guy in the garage. He was in charge of replacing the old cotton and leather seats, making lunch, and cleaning up after work. Though this upset him a little, he knew that once he paid his dues and matured a little more, his father would allow him to do much more significant projects around the shop. By the time he turned 21, Bill had amassed up enough money for his first car. He didn't have enough to buy one, but he leased a decent car for an affordable price. Back in the garage, Bill had been promoted to doing real work on some of the cars that came through. One day, he and his brother were working on cleaning the motor on an old Ford Mustang. Bill secured straps around the outer walls of the motor and unscrewed the hinges, latching it into place. The two heaved the motor up towards the rafters, and Bill's father slipped a small table under it so that they could let it down easily. Bill worked all night, polishing off the pistons and washing out the chambers in the motor until it was sparkling clean. He put in 100% pure oil back into the engine block, ensuring that it would run smooth once the Mustang started up again. Next, Bill began work on the interior of the car. It was very advanced for an antique car, and the owner surely spent a lot of money adding in cyber software to monitor the car's system. He reinstalled some of the old software, reconnected the old wires to the engine, and felt accomplished to tell his father that the job was completed. In the end, Bill knew that the Mustang was ready to journey on the road ahead smoothly.